What is up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Ready. The iPhone 12, the Pro and the Pro Max, and the original version. There is too many versions of the iPhone already. So let's go ahead and get into another episode of the Red and Yellow. This audio experience was brought to you by Courage Media Group. We hope that you enjoy this audio experience and have the time of your life. Tejan talks about entrepreneurship, animation, movies, genres, news, and more. Enjoy the audio experience with Tejan. So the iPhone 12 just got debuted. Like, it's brand new. It got to see its first face hit the water, and people are having mixed feelings about this. You would think that it'd be like, oh, iPhone's better than Android and stuff like that. But this iPhone 12 really isn't a huge leap, although it says it's a huge leap. iPhone 12 says it's a leap year. Hey, is it a leap year next year? Let me search that real quick, because if there's a leap year, then that would be sick. Leap year. Oh, shoot. This is a leap year. I don't forget. Anyways. Yeah, the iPhone 12. This is from the iPhone's official website. They said, iPhone 12, it's a leap year. It says they got 5G, the A14 Bionic chip, and they've accentuated the shape. Now it's looking like the original iPhone 4. It's like they actually gone backwards in design. So it was round. Everything kept getting rounder. Everything kept on getting pushed to the edge. And now they're going for iPhone 4. Their best iPhone of all time. The most beloved, the most coveted is the iPhone 4. And they actually seem like they went backwards with the design. It's the aluminum frame. They went with the iPhone S design because they've been playing around with that. The iPhone S. So it makes more sense being streamlined the way that they're doing it. Thin bezels, Super Retina display, 6.7 inch with the Pro Max. And they've added a LiDAR sensor. Apparently it's ceramic shield glass is tougher than any other glass. I watched a little video that they put up. It was weird to see Tim Cook standing in front of an empty stadium where usually it's an empty stadium anyways. I don't know. It's more relevant than before. This one has waterproof. It's waterproofed. IP68 water resistance. It's got four cameras, the LiDAR sensor, the regular flash that comes with it. Comes in four colors too. I gotta say though, I'm always impressed with the video creation that Apple does when they make this, because it looks amazing. Super fast 5G. Now, 5G is actually the part where everybody's mad. This is the mixed reviews case, because 5G isn't even supported all over the U.S. yet. It's hardly supported. And the way they tried to roll that out was like, oh, it's the next big step. They should have just fixed up, in my personal opinion. I've always had problems with internet infrastructure. I'm a tech geek myself. So when it comes to this, they should have fixed or boosted up the existing 4G, because 4G is not even a blanketed area. It's still spotty in some places and stuff like that. It should be spread out. They should have put some undertone microwaves, boosted it up just like they did LTE, add more bandwidth, because that's all they did, and then we would have had faster internet with the 4G. Like, we don't need extremely fast 5G. Like, the need for 5G is not yet. The want for 5G is there, but the need for 5G is not there, and that's why the government's been slow to approve it, and other companies have been slow to adopt it, because there isn't a need, and then there isn't the infrastructure to support it. Like, the only places that have 5G is Europe. If you go to Europe, you'll see 5G everywhere because they mandated it. Of course, I'm exaggerating just a little bit, but they have more 5G coverage than the United States. Now, dealing with this CNET article. Another iPhone. Did I say that last year? This is iPhone's last year of tweendom before teenhood. The iPhone 12. Seriously? iPhone 12? Didn't they skip one? They skipped the iPhone 9. So technically this would be the 11th iPhone, right? Anyways, they said they revamped the design. Apple has been late to adopt 5G, and they touted it so much. In their video, they're like, oh, look, we got 5G, the fastest internet ever. Nobody cares, for real. Not even tech enthusiasts care that much about 5G. And I'm excluding myself from this. It's like not even other people care about the 5G because it's not a huge perk. But maybe Apple adopting 5G is actually going to push Verizon and all of them to start supporting it even more. The iPhone 12 is starting at $799. I think they have a mini version too. Yeah, they have a mini. That starts at $700. So you're going to have the mini for $700. The normal, the iPhone 12, nothing added, $800. And then you got the iPhone 12 Pro and Pro Max. So the Pro and Pro Max are going to be starting at $999. So I think it's $1,000 for the Pro, and Pro Max is like $1,100. So that's not a huge boost, but that's still expensive. That's still expensive for a slight improvement. I don't even know if the screen, how they can even improve the screen any more than they do, especially since technically Samsung has them beat when it comes to screens because they make their screens, they design some of the chips on the inside. Apple works with them, and they also put out the HomePod Mini. Apparently, it's got the smart Bluetooth infrastructure where they're able to go ahead and take two. So if you bought two inside your house for some odd reason, I don't see like a normal person buying more than one. But if you had two, you could use that as a speaker system. So if you got Apple TV in there, you're able to use the Apple speakers, you can have yourself a stereo set under your TV and use extra speakers, which is that's not a use case that they brought up, but that's a use case that could be used in the future. But yeah, everybody's really mad about the 5G though. Like even on the CNET article that I just read for you explains that there's many tweets of people being upset. And I knew that was going to be like a primary thing because they focused on it for like a little bit. There's nothing to be approved upon on 5G. But yeah, the whole output, the one thing that got me though, the one thing that that surprised me the most was the MagSafe. Their whole MagSafe thing is now implemented into the iPhone. This MagSafe wasn't actually there before. The MagSafe was actually for the MacBook beforehand. So older MacBooks have the little magnet hook where you place it on there to clip the charger and the charger stays in. That was the MagSafe. But now they're not shipping any chargers, but they're going to be making the wireless charging their primary focus. And I knew for sure, and I knew in my heart, deep down, that Apple was going to try to go away with the charger. They're trying to chop off anything that they do not need whatsoever in order to save and cut cost. And if you can have a maneuverable charger pad on the back of your phone, instead of having to plug up and do all that, that's kind of a plus. Because you can also set it down and charge it, have two chargers hooked up to the same charger, stuff like that. It's good, but it's also a miss because then they're trying to go to this all wireless setup that may help or hurt their whole economic setup. Like there's got to be cases where you have to be able to do something like transfer information directly, because shipping all the way to a wireless interface loses out on the benefits of being able to transfer information directly. Like if you need to go ahead and troubleshoot your iPhone because it bricked for some reason, you can't hook it up to your Windows computer or your Mac because you got to do it wirelessly. The trend towards wireless has to be able to be fixable if the use case ever calls for it. If you ever need to reboot it, if you ever need to back up your information, if you ever need to try to transfer from here to there, you won't be able to do that. So I see that as a problem in the future, unless the MagSafe is able to shoot off information through the cord, even when you have it bricked, then that might be something that they can work around. But yeah, that's the iPhone 12. Am I getting it? Probably not. Should you get it? Are you an iPhone fan that hard? Are you diehard? That's all I gotta say. Thanks for sticking around on this episode of The Red and Yellow. I'll see you soon.
We hope you enjoyed this audio experience. More is on the way, so make sure you subscribe and follow on all social media. Found at Courage Media Group on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and more. Follow Courage Media wherever you can, and make sure you have the time of your life.